Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. It's an Ask Me Anything episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. Should the Republican Party become the party of parents? What does that even mean? Why is Obama world divided on the future of the Democrat Party? And we say, should we abandon our social conservative values? Is that the lesson out of Virginia? That and so much more of questions you have emailed me, freedom@charliekirk.com. When you email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, you guys get in the queue to be able to have your questions answered. So thank you for that. I want to thank those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Paul from Wisconsin for supporting us. Thank you. I want to thank Oscar for supporting us from Tennessee. Thank you. I want to thank Brian for supporting us from North Carolina. I want to thank Xavier for supporting us from Florida. I want to thank Isaac for supporting us from Texas. And I want to thank Ralph for supporting us from California. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. CharlieKirk.com/support. Maybe you have some extra cash laying around. Maybe you had a great year. Maybe you're looking for places to give back to. Well, when you support us at CharlieKirk.com/support, you support me, you support our team, you keep us cancel-proof. You basically become a partner. You become, let's say you just become a part of the team, quite honestly, when you guys support us at CharlieKirk.com/support. It's greatly appreciated. At a very personal level, it touches me. CharlieKirk.com/support. So thank you for that. And if you want to come to America Fest, go to tpusa.com/AMFEST. We have Tucker, Candace Owens, Jesse Waters, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and more coming tpusa.com/AMFEST. America Fest, the largest pro-American celebration on the planet. It's going to blow minds, everybody. tpusa.com/AMFEST. Check it out, everybody. We hope to see you there December 18, 19, 20, and 21 in Phoenix, Arizona. So many young people say, Charlie, how do I meet other young people? How do I meet someone I might want to marry? Well, get out of the house. Go to a place where there's other young people that share your values. tpusa.com/AMFEST, tpusa.com/AMFEST. Check it out. It's going to be epic. Email us your thoughts, everybody, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Monday episode and a big week ahead. So make sure you're subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show. And Apple Podcast changed it where the subscribe button is now the upper right hand corner. It's a plus sign. So make sure that plus sign is actually pushed and get your friends to do the same. We have the greatest audience in the world. I learned so much from you guys. And sometimes you guys correct me when I say things I learn from you guys. So thank you for that. We have a great audience, and your encouragement and your prayers mean so much to me and to my wife and our team. So please keep us in your prayers as well. Okay, it's Monday. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Let's get to our first question here. Let's go, Gene from Boise. Boise's a great place. We were just in Boise. They ask us the question, hey, Charlie, you just mentioned that the Republican Party should be essentially become the parent party or the parents' party. I want you to dive a little deeper into what that might look like from a policy perspective. What should a Republican parent party candidate run on? Well, first, let's start with the very obvious, education. Recently, there has been an awakening when it comes to education in America. Parents are starting to wake up to the very same things that we have been warning about for 9 years, that the education cartel in America is teaching young people to hate themselves, hate their peers, and hate their country. One of the great awakenings of this last year is how parents are starting to step up and challenge school boards, administrators, and curriculum selection of what's happening in our schools. Here's one example. Cut 100. When I say that America, that Republican Party and the conservative movement needs to become the parents' party, it's to defend moms and dads like this one. In Cut 100, there's a Texas mom that erupts at the entire school board over a very graphic passage in a school book curriculum. This is going to be, it's going to be so hard for some people to hear this. You're going to probably get mad at me for playing it. But this is what sixth graders are being exposed to when you send them to public school. If you are a parent or grandparent listening right now, I'd say your nine-year-olds are probably being exposed to this if they're in public school. What does the parent party look like? It's removing this type of garbage from schools and representing moms like this one. Play Cut 100.
Take her out back, we boys figured, then hand on the... Put it in her coin box, put it in her cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, rub that calico. You can find that on page 39 of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School. All right, not gonna lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard. But according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. I do not want my children to learn anal sex in middle school. You are supposed to be educating our children.
Do not teach them about anal sex.
That's what the parent party looks like. People like her stepping up and starting to take charge and push back against the leaders, I put that in air quotes, that have been propagandizing our children with CRT, diversity, equity, inclusion, and pornographic curriculum. Now, I got to give Stephanie Cutter credit. Parents' Party kind of has a real nice ring to it. Republican Party is the parents' party. By the way, if the Republican Party becomes the parents' party and 70% of parents vote for Republicans, it's game over. We win everything. We will win in Oregon. We'll win in Washington. California, I don't know. But we will win almost everywhere. Stephanie Cutter went on MSNBC and she said, we have to make sure that in 2022, the Republican Party doesn't become the party of parents. That has a nice ring to it. Party of parents. So we mentioned that in our show yesterday. I got so many messages from people I respect. Charlie, I love the party of parents. I love the messaging of it. It's terrific. I agree because it's about things that matter. At the fundamental core, if you cannot defend children against these predators that call themselves teachers, against the curriculum that seeps into these public schools, not to mention crime, not to mention private property rights, we'll get into all of that as well. What does it look like from a public policy perspective? School choice. What does it look like? Parent involvement. What does it look like? Also alleviating the financial pressures to be able to have children in this country. Stephanie Cutter, the Democrats are worried that the Republican Party is becoming the party of parents. Let me be very clear. For anyone from the Republican Party listening, you will lose if you're just the anti-socialist, anti-Democrat party. You will win if you are the solution-based party to make it easier for parents and for children to thrive in this beautiful country. Play Cut 95.
And the one thing that we need to make sure that Republicans in 2022 don't become is the party of parents,
mm-hmm.
Because we need to be the party of parents. and we are. You know, all of this, we need to own that agenda. We cannot let it go. And
it's already over. You are losing it because you're embracing the left. You believe men can become pregnant. You want young children to be exposed to sexual pornography at a very young age. They believe in sexual anarchy. They are not doing anything to try to reduce crime rates across the country, defund the police. And parents have a instinct to protect and to raise their children in a certain way. Democrats, their party, they are the party of anarchy. They are the party of disruption. They're the party of chaos. Cut 94. What does it look like to be the party of parents representing and standing up for families that now have to go on beans and rice if inflation continues? This cut is unbelievable. Cut 94 news report. Large family says they have to go to beans and rice now and eat on beans and rice if inflation continues. The party of parents would be representing the purchasing power of people earning $40,000 a year so that large families do not have to go and eat as if they were in a third world country. The party of parents steps up and says that we are going to make sure that families do not have to go into debt to feed their children. That doesn't mean mass government assistance. That doesn't mean food stamps. That doesn't mean any of that sort of heavy-handed government approach. Instead, it's what are the public policy positions we're using and doing to make it harder for families like this one to actually be able to feed their children? Answer, supply chain crisis, creating $7 trillion out of thin air, massive debts and deficits, and the erosion of our currency. Play cut 94.
This family may be larger than many, but they live the same middle-class life as their neighbors. The squeeze is getting tighter, and that means that middle-class life could be changing.
If the prices keep rising the way they've been rising, what's going to happen to, you know, life in this house?
If it continues, we're just going to have to get more creative and maybe pick up an extra job if we have to.
You can go down to, you know, beans and rice and still sustain pretty economically. We don't want to have to do that. You want to, you know, enjoy what you're purchasing, but there's another level you can get to just to make sure you make it through.
We need to represent families like that one. We need to give them a voice. Now, Pramila Jayapal says, no. We Democrats, we're the party of parents. You see, the new battleground is who politically or electorally is going to own the parents. Now, let me tell you what's happening. The rural voters, 80 to 90% Republican, not even a close. I think we could get that up to 90%, by the way. I think we got to spend some energy to get the rurals up to 90% because it's like 80% right now. Inner cities, mostly Democrat, but there's some decay there. Hispanic areas becoming dramatically more Republican. The battleground is the parents. Now, traditionally, Republican consultants say you win suburban voters by being super vanilla and super moderate and walking on eggshells and apologizing all the time and not being too offensive. And now the new way, what we saw in New Jersey, what we saw in Virginia, what we saw all across the country is, no, you are clear about three or four things that actually impact suburban voters. And it's not just jobs in the economy and property taxes. It's crime, transgender bathrooms, education, and corruption in government. But Pramila Jayapal, she's really worried the Democrats are freaking out because the Republican Party is about to build a 70 to 80% governing coalition that will wipe them into complete irrelevancy in a way that will make Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan's electoral landslide just look like a little coming attraction. This is coming. Cut 82.
You know, look, we have to pay attention to local politics. And I think that Democrats are the party of parents, not Republicans. But I really believe that this is what happens in many elections when you have one party take over three and off your elections. This is not abnormal. And I think that we will get through the next, you know, this doesn't mean anything for the midterms. That's not to say we shouldn't take it seriously. We absolutely should. But I think we have to.
She didn't say anything in that entire thing. All she said is that she's worried that we're becoming the party of parents, and we are. The conservative movement needs to be the party of parents. But here's the other thing, right? We need to stay socially conservative. This is important. We're going to talk about that in the break back. We have a question about that. The social liberal, fiscal conservative nonsense, parents don't want that. They want order. They want structure. They want direction. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and more. And HR manager salaries are never cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboard and terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, there are no hidden fees. Cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time in HR compliance. For the first time ever, Bambi is offering you a free trial at Bambi.com/Kirk. Spelled Bambi.com/Kirk. This is their best offer ever. Start your free trial at Bambi.com/Kirk. Okay, so here's a question, which is, if they're on the parents' party idea, the party of parents, that should just be plastered everywhere. If the Republican Party wants to take back 2022, it would be very smart to spend millions of dollars right now branding it, saying we're the party of parents for school choice, educational accountability, oversight when it comes, educational oversight. Parents need to be the oversight board of children's education. But remember, it is the stated position of the Democrat Party that you have no such say in a child's education. In fact, Joy Reid says that it is white supremacy. White supremacy. Saying that you want to care about your child's education. They are handing Republicans a $1 trillion bill to win every election across the country. And this is actually a really important thing, though, is that the sad souls that work at MSNBC are largely childless and outside of the nuclear family. The point is that at MSNBC and the people that have a disproportionate megaphone to the country, they represent like late 20, early 30-something childless metropolitan people. Can we find the quote where she says it's white supremacy? We have so many cuts from this week. Our team's been working so hard here. Let's play cut 68. Joy Reid, who is the mother of three children, doesn't care about her children, evidently. She says, no, if you care about education, you're actually a white supremacist. Okay, so Joy Reid, so if you cared about your kids, you're a white supremacist? Is that how that works? Play cut 68.
And the exit poll showed that, which was interesting, that the coronavirus or that the virus was a very
low
was not
salience.
Importance to many
yes,
of the voters
which
there.
Was fascinating.
It was education,
right.
Which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching right. about race. And I mean, unfortunately, race is just the most palpable tool in the toolkit. It used to be of the Democratic Party back right. in the day when there were Dixiecrats, and now of the Republican Party. It just is powerful.
I don't disagree with that, but I also think that, you know, the other thing that happens here is just the thermostatic public opinion, which is a term coined by a political scientist.
First of all, Chris Hayes, waste of time. I will say Chris Hayes actually treated me nicely on television recently, so I'm actually not going to go after Chris Hayes because he actually – nicely is not tried. Fairly. Is that fair to say, right? He did treat me fairly, Connor. Was he fair to me? So I'm not going to go after Chris Hayes. Joy Reid, yeah, Andrew said he was fair-ish. He wasn't as bad as I actually anticipated him to be. I'm trying to find this Apple News story that got push notified to me about the power of race. These people, Joy Reid especially, it's the most powerful political force in the country. It's all ever. And I think they actually believe this. I do. And if they're going to keep on categorizing the party of parents, this beautiful populist movement, to say, no, you're not going to vaccinate my child. No, you're not going to mask my child. No, you're not going to teach my seventh grader critical race theory. You're not going to teach it that America was founded on slavery, which is a total lie. It's not going to happen. Meanwhile, Randy Weingarten, the head of the American Federation of Teachers, comes out and says that parents do not have a role in child's education. Just more of that. School choice, parental involvement is the bedrock of a civil society. I'm going to find this story. It's about the Ahmaud Arbery jury. It ties into this perfectly of kind of Joy Reid's deal because everyone is up in arms saying there's only one black person on the Ahmaud Arbery jury for the allegations that he was hunted down. I don't even remember the specifics of it, to be honest. I think he was going for a jog. But then people said that wasn't totally true, right, Connor? It was – the point is people are up in arms, the tribalists. That's what we should call them, by the way. We should call Joy Reid a tribalist. That's what she is. She cares about putting people in tribes based on how you look. She doesn't care about your ideas. She doesn't care about your character. She instead cares about what you look like. So here's the New York Times piece, and we're going to get into this. There's a great question from Justin from Rhode Island. We got freedom@charliekirk.com as the race issue, which is the front page of the New York Times. Nearly all white jury in Arbery killing draws scrutiny. Huh. Why? That the color of your skin is the only thing that can determine justice? GoodRanchers.com only sources and sells meats that are born and raised here in the United States. 80% of all grass-fed beef sold in stores is imported from some other place across the planet you don't know. GoodRanchers.com, they send you this beautiful box of meat, everybody. You guys got to check it out. They make it easy for you to get food you can trust at a price you can't beat. They are 50% less than similar boxes sold online. The average American family throws away 40% of the meat they buy because of the spoilage. With Good Ranchers individually wrapped and vacuum sealed packages, you can save up to $1,200 a year in meat. They have the cuts you have been craving, T-bones, strips, filet, gourmet burgers, better than organic chicken and more. Better than organic chicken means there are no hormones, no antibiotics, and the animals are pasture raised. Their better than organic chicken comes pre-marinated in flavors like lemon pepper, cilantro lime, and chipotle bourbon. Oh my goodness, that sounds so delicious. Which makes dinner time that much easier. Try the family feast that comes with steaks, chicken, and more. Look, when you guys go to goodranchers.com/charlie, You help support the show. It helps keep us going. And you also satisfy a basic human need. You have to eat. So eat good food and support the show. It's super easy. It's goodranchers.com/Charlie and save $20, or better yet, subscribe and save each box of mouth-watering American meats that will show up on schedule right to your door. That's right. Get $20 off and free express shipping if you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie or use code Charlie at checkout. That's $20 off and free express shipping at goodranchers.com/Charlie. So I want to read some of these headlines here. So The Guardian, devastating. Ahmaud Arbery's family weighs in an almost entirely white jury. Mother Jones, judge okays racist jury selection in trial over Ahmaud Arbery's killing. New York Times, nearly all white jury in Arbery killing draws scrutiny. Now, the facts and circumstances around the Ahmaud Arbery indictment and issue, I am not caught up on, and I will get into it at a later date. And also, we have a lot of questions around Kyle Rittenhouse. We did cover that, just so everyone's clear. We get these emails. Charlie, why aren't you talking about this? Just listen to every episode before you ask why we aren't talking about it. Okay, we did a whole thing on Kyle Rittenhouse with Jack Posobiec. We've been one of the few shows to actually talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. And new evidence shows that he was acting in self-defense and not anywhere near what the indictment shows. But anyway, that's a separate issue. But here's a really – this is such an important and I think a very informative window into the nation we're living in right now. So you have The Guardian, The New York Times, I could go on, Mother Jones, Huffington Post, say that this is racist because of white jurors. Basically saying automatically that white jurors are going to judge in a way against Ahmaud Arbery and in favor of the white police simply because of their skin color. Here's a massive difference between where conservatives are today and where the tribalists are today. Massive difference. If you said, hey, Charlie, we have a Supreme Court to assemble. You have two choices, okay? You could have 9 liberal white men on the United States Supreme Court, or you could have 9 lesbian black women on the U.S. Supreme Court. Which would you choose? It wouldn't even be a question. I would choose the ones that are conservative, the 9 lesbian conservative black women over the 9 liberal white men. It means nothing to me. I care about your ideas. I care about what you think. Clarence Thomas, a black man, is a far better judge than Breyer and Ginsburg ever were. Skin color meant nothing to those decisions. But the tribalists, they say, oh no, the Ahmaud Arbery decision, it's going to go the wrong way because the melanin content in 11 out of the 12 jurors, 12 people on a jury, right? Is that right? Yeah. 11 out of the 12 jurors are skin color that we don't like. Now, mind you, what if 7 out of those 11 jurors are your typical Black Lives Matter flag wearing white guilt type people? You don't know anything about these people. No. Instead, and this is how racist critical race theory is. This is how sloppy and how dangerous our entire American political conversation is going. It really is. We have to press pause. When I saw this Apple News, when I saw this coming from The Guardian, when I saw this coming from all these places, I said, time out. Wait a second. Could you imagine stereotyping people based on the color of their skin? That's what they're doing. Mother Jones. Judge OK's racist jury. You know nothing about these jurors. You know nothing about them. Is because that they are white? Were they members of the KKK? What do you know about them? So this is an important thing, that CRT, critical race theory, and all of its cousins and all of its byproducts and all of its outgrowths result in a country where before a trial happens, you are already saying that it's rigged because the people involved in the selection have a skin color that you don't like. Wow. Every conservative in America would take 12 people that are black, Hispanic, whatever, as long as they're wise. We couldn't care less about the color of one's skin. I will take Thomas Sowell and Clarence Thomas and Candace Owens in a heartbeat above Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes and Chris Cuomo. He said, Charlie, you know, you're going to be, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to go in front of three people, and they will determine something important to you. Would you rather have three white people that are Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, or Chris Cuomo, or Clarence Thomas, Thomas Sowell, and Candace Owens? Is that even a discussion? It's not even close. No. But Mother Jones says, Judge OK's racist jury selection and trial over Ahmaud Arbery's killing. The white men who killed the black jogger in Georgia will go before an almost completely white jury. So what? What is the nation that you live in, CRT? This is the conditioning. This actually shows so much how the media now has been so steeped in this over the last couple of years, is the automatic and the default position of embracing a viewpoint and a belief that you believe you can predict people's actions and the justice system based on the melanin content in people's skin. That's CRT. Okay, let's get to the next question here. Freedom@charliekirk.com. And yes, one of my good friends from Chicago just messaged me, emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. He said, didn't whites overwhelmingly vote for Obama? Yeah, precisely. That's exactly the point. Sometimes white voters go over and above to try to compensate for their whiteness because of their white guilt that they've been told that they have to apologize for. Ridiculous. Okay, next question. Hello, I'm writing to address the governor's election in Virginia. I'm writing to ask about an article I just read on the Gateway Pundit. Is it possible that Democrats didn't cheat in Virginia because conservatives will focus solely on next year and not fix any fraud that occurred 1 year ago today? If this is the case, we need to act to secure future elections. Thank you. So basically what they're asking is, did they intentionally lose Virginia without cheating? No, I don't believe that. I don't. I think that so that we would let our guard down. That's what they're basically saying. No, I don't. I don't think that they would give up the governorship of Virginia for some sort of loss leader guard down type strategy, and then we don't have to worry about election integrity in 2022, 2024. Let me tell you why. Is that the conversation around election integrity was going to happen regardless what happened in Virginia. I do think, though, that they were more scared to engage and involved in Virginia because of how intense we have been about voter integrity over the last year and a half. I think that they were scared because there were more eyes than ever before that were looking, that were viewing, that were focusing on exactly what was happening in Virginia and a little bit in New Jersey. When you start talking, you have national conversations about balloting and mail-in balloting and signature verification, all these sorts of things. It's a lot harder than to all of a sudden kind of do what you did before. Isn't it interesting how Zuckerberg didn't spend his $420 million from Center for Technology and Civic Life in Virginia, New Jersey, Seattle, Minneapolis these last couple days. And all of a sudden we have our election results that very night. So no, I don't think it was a loss leader, but I do think the point is well taken that we cannot leave our guard down. We cannot keep our guard down when it comes into this next election. And I believe they did try to cut corners here in Virginia. I believe they did try to do shenanigans. It's just that we won so overwhelmingly that it wasn't enough to compensate for the red wave that actually came through. Okay, let's go to another question here. Got a lot of different questions. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Let's go to, okay, hi, Charlie. I heard you mention that Hawaii has low COVID rates because it has controlled immigration. I was wondering why Hawaii is able to control its own borders and Texas is not. I'm not being facetious, genuinely wonder what the difference is. Thanks, Suzanne. Well, there is no difference. Hawaii is allowed to be this hawkish, incredibly difficult to immigrate state to, where you have to take COVID tests to even get on the island. Whereas if you dare try to implement that in red America, they call you a racist. I think it's admirable that Hawaii wants to protect the land they love. I think it's wonderful that Hawaii loves their islands. And they want to make it difficult for you to come to those islands with things that could potentially damage them. I think that's a good thing. First of all, I love Hawaii. It was one of the, actually it was the 50th state I visited was Hawaii. I believe that's true. Yeah, that's right. Hawaii was 5-0. Had a great time there. And it is a different type of place. Let me tell you, that is a different culture. It's extremely expensive too, by the way, Hawaii is. And it is a gem in America. And I could see why they want to protect it. I would want to protect it too. If I lived in Hawaii, I would want to protect the culture, the people from anything from the outside that could possibly harm or damage it. But guess what? That rule should not just apply to Hawaii. That rule should apply also to Houston. It should apply to Birmingham, to Miami. And what I always find interesting, though, is that if you go to Korea right now and come back, you have to get a COVID test. You have to show your passport to get into the country. That is the way that citizens are treated to enter America. But if you waltz through America through Guadalajara or through Nahalis illegally, no test, no papers, allowed entry right into America. I also think, and some recent polling that I've seen shows this, that one of the other issues that is really angering and is really pressure cooking conservatives, they're getting so mad they cannot take it anymore, is the immigration issue. There is such an injustice that is embedded in allowing people from other countries just to waltz into America with no paperwork, no testing, no masks, cutting in line altogether, an act of crime, while we in our country are so overly militarized on our own actions. Masks on children, vaccine mandates, police officers being fired. We call this a double standard or hypocrisy, but regular Americans look at this and they just know that there is an incongruency there. They know there's a tension and they say, why is no one even talking about this? I believe that if Republicans make the 2020 election to be the party of parents, and if they have to expand it at all, they have to talk about immigration and crime and inflation, and they will win everywhere, everywhere. And that also goes to show, and we talked about this earlier, Connor, that they shouldn't waver on their strong social conservative values, is that the more they talk about life and they talk about transgender bathrooms and all this, it's actually a winning issue. And that was proven all across the country in some very even surprising areas. The real estate market is extremely hot right now. People are taking advantage of low interest rates and economic uncertainty by investing in real assets. Whether you are a first-time buyer or just looking to make a change, the key is to getting the property you want is being pre-qualified and having cash in hand. That's why you guys, all of us, myself included, I had to stop doing this. I had to stop using the big banks. I used a big bank for a loan previously. It was a disaster. It took forever. Not to mention, I go look at their score on secondvote.com. Like, wow, my loan helped fund abortions, BLM Incorporated, burning down of Wendy's, the destruction of our society. I'm done with it. Then I met Andrew and Todd. Andrew Del Rey and Todd of Akian, who become great friends of mine, andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. My producer, Andrew, he's working with them right now, and he tells me they are part counselors, part financial planners, and they're really helping them, and I'm about to use them for something. I've been so impressed by them. But they are bankers, not brokers. That means that they can help you start to finish. But quite honestly, let's divest and take all of our money out of these woke banks. So maybe you're buying a new home. Maybe you're refinancing. Whatever process you're going through, just fill out a couple simple questions online at andrewandtodd.com. They can assess your situation right over the phone. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. Even if you have a friend who's buying a home, I'm sure every single person knows someone that's buying a home. Just put your arm around them and say, hey, go to andrewandtodd.com. Charlie Kirk speaks favorably of them. Here's what I can guarantee you with andrewandtodd.com. Zero of the proceeds will go to fund abortion. Zero will go to fund BLM. Zero will go to fund the woke industrial complex instead. Andrew and Todd, they support shows like ours. They want to help patriots, Christians, and people that love their country and love the Lord take out loans and do it correctly. So go to andrewandtodd.com, call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. andrewandtodd.com. Support the good guys and stop supporting companies and banks that hate you. The banks have waged war on our values. Time to say sayonara, vaya con Dios, alvita sane. I'll be going to andrewandtodd.com. The question is, Charlie, do you think that we are going to take back the House of Representatives? Long question. Are we going to take back the House of Representatives in 2022? That is Teresa from South Dakota. God bless you guys. Let's play cut 129, where Kevin McCarthy says, "Is she Nancy Pelosi? What is she more concerned with? Lame duck or getting on her farewell tour or working for the American people. Cut 129.
The vote today is rushed and irresponsible. It just continues to raise the question of a speaker. Is she more concerned of just being a lame duck, getting on her farewell tour, or working for the American public?
127 continues. McCarthy says how Democrats are trying to vote on the bill without knowing much about it. And here's the thing. I want to say this. I'm always prepared to be disappointed by a Democrat. But currently, as of the recording of this right now, as you hear my voice all across the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world, Joe Manchin has been awesome. I know it could change at any time. I know he could wake up with a dead horse's head in his bed. I know that, I mean, literally, eco-terrorists started to surround his car and harass him, intimidate him, and threaten him. And if Republicans, could you imagine if Republicans did that to Pelosi? They'd be saying, they're trying to kidnap him. So Kevin McCarthy says in cut 127 that without knowing much, it's going to cost the American people how much it's going to raise their tax. So just so you guys know, in the last couple weeks, environmentalists stormed the Department of Interior and forcibly tried to go into the building. Insurrection, never reported. Environmentalists surrounded Joe Manchin's car and no one covers it. Why is all this happening? It's because Manchin is holding the line and he deserves credit for that. I think the more flack he gets from the left, the happier he gets. I really do. I think he also enjoys being the most powerful person in the country right now. And he is. Cut 127, Kevin McCarthy on what's going on in D.C.
He has his members who work for him in the administration down here trying to influence. He has his administration, his cabinet members calling, trying to influence Democrats to vote for it, even though they don't have a score on what it costs or what it would do to this country. So, yes, I have a long opinion, but it's not just my opinion. And it's not just in America. It's around the world. So we're trying to change the course. We're trying to build back that America could actually have jobs in America and not put a tax code that punishes people.
You are looking at probably the next Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Every single piece of information is pointing to that. Not to mention, Senator Sinema was recorded by illegal aliens illegally in the bathroom for opposing this agenda. So Manchin has his car surrounded, Department Interior stormed by eco-terrorists, Sinema gets followed into the bathroom. We're told that's all part of the process. Okay, let's go to one more question here. Boy, we have a lot of different questions of people that have emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Here's one. Hey, Charlie, how can they keep on calling us white supremacists when Winsome Sears, a black woman, wins statewide? This is a really good question. That is Earl from New Mexico. Let's play cut 122. Winsome Sears goes off on Democrats. I'm telling you right now, I'm a big fan of this woman. You know what I like about Virginia? They're term limited to one term, so they don't care about getting reelected. So they could be super based. She tweets out, my followers aren't telling me I'm based. Okay. She's awesome. Cut 122.
The Democrat-run cities, the Democrat-run counties, states, they're losing. The neighborhoods are the worst. The schools are the worst. Everything, it's the worst. And so they move from Democrat-led states, come to Republican-led states, and they ruin it.
Marine veteran, black woman, Winsome Sears, first ever black woman elected statewide in Virginia. But we have to be told by Joy Reid and by Chris Hayes that this is a white supremacist insurrection election. We're going to have Newt Gingrich on the show sometime soon, and he's going to predict a massive landslide coming in 2022, but only if we're the party of parents, we focus on immigration, crime, issues that matter, and we reject the Mitt Romney metropolitan agenda, voters will embrace the party of parents, everybody, coming into 2022. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get your tickets to America Fest today, tpusa.com/AMFEST. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.